Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 7, Verse 136 till 152. This section describes how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberates the leper, Brahman. This is during Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India. He visited Kurukshetra, and we heard early about that story, how he advised the Brahmin from Kurukshetra to stay home and preach the teachings of Krishna to whomever he meet. So now in the same area, same village, he met this one Brahmin who had become a leper. Vasudeva Namaika Dvijam Mahashai Sarvange Galita Kushta Tatakira Mai Kira. Kira means worms. Maya means full of or absorbed in or full of or made of. You say Krishna Mayi. The name for Radharani means she's full of Krishna. She's absorbed or made of nothing but thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna. In that village, there was also a Brahmin named Vasudev. He was a great person, Mahashai, but he was suffering from leprosy. Indeed, his body was filled with living worms. Angahaite jay kira kasiya padaya utana se kira rake sehi tana. After suffering from leprosy, the Brahmin Vasudeva was enlightened. As soon as one worm fell from his body, he would pick it up and place it back again in the same location. You would think he'd be happy to drop a few worms here and there. But somehow he had some friendship with these worms. He didn't want to go on without them. I don't know if he was attached to his worms, but at least he shows that he, because if they weren't attached, he maybe wasn't attached to them, but if they weren't attached to him, then they would die, because they depend on eating him to live. So he's very compassionate. He wanted them to live at his expense, so he would pick them up. If they accidentally fell off, he would pick them up and so they could continue to eat him. Inconceivable consciousness. That's why it says that he was enlightened. After suffering from leprosy, the Brahmin Vasudeva was enlightened. Angahaitaye kira kasya parai. There isn't any word in the Bengali, there's no word that indicates enlightened. But by someone's activities, we can draw a conclusion about his philosophy or his idea, his ideas of life. What is a person's ideas of life or philosophy, way of life or way of looking at life or his conception? We can judge to some extent by his behavior. So here we have an example of behavior. Vasudeva is behaving in a rather extraordinary way. Generally, if someone is being afflicted by another living entity, and he is very eager to separate himself from that source of affliction or harassment. If some dog is biting your leg, then certainly you want to remove that dog from biting your leg. You want to run away. It's not that you run away or the dog may run away and you say, oh, come back, where are you going? Come here, come back, bite my leg some more. This is common sense. The living entity, by nature, wants to avoid pain and look for pleasure. We are pleasure-seeking entities. The nature of the jiva is ananda, maya, vyasat. He's seeking happiness. Everyone prays for happiness, everyone works for happiness, and strives for happiness, and tries for happiness. No one prays, oh my dear God, please make me miserable. Please make me suffer. We don't have to pray, we get it automatically, free of charge, without any extra endeavor. Without any extra endeavor, we get suffering and pain and disturbance. So he's obviously, to have leprosy and have open wounds on your body is very painful. And then if some little living entities are crawling around biting you, because nerve endings are everywhere in the body, especially inside the tissue. When the tissue is exposed, you can actually feel, like you have an itch. When you open wounds, you can feel a fly lands there. You can feel if a fly lands on your wound. So this worm is crawling around. You can feel it, and you can feel him biting and eating you. But the worm falls off. My little worm. Oh, Bhakta worm. Bhakta Kira. Where are you going? Come, take prasad. Food for life. My food for your life. My body for your life. So although there's no word in the verse which indicates enlightenment, Prabhupada is drawing the conclusion and injecting that word into the purport to broaden our conception of this personality known as Vasudeva, the leper Brahman. Because Krishna's Kaviraj is only reporting in his Bengali what the situation was. Who, what, when, what's happening. The worms fell off, he picked them up and put them in the same location, boss. The Prabhupada says that although he was suffering from leprosy, the Brahman was enlightened. The Prabhupada draws this conclusion by his behavior. One has to be extremely enlightened. Means, what is the meaning of enlightenment? Enlightenment means to be in the light. So if you're in the light, that means you're not in the darkness. So in the Vedanta, they say, one Vedanta sutra is, Tamasimam Jyotir Gama. Gama means to move or to go. Come out of darkness and go to the light. Tamasimam Jyotir Gama. So come to the light. So when one is in ignorance, what is ignorance? Ignorance means I am a product of this world. I am a product of the world of death, Martyaloka. This planet is called Martyaloka, the world of death, Mrityaloka or Martyaloka. So I am a product of this world of death. I am born and I will die. And when I die, everything is finished. There's nothing more than this short span of life. So I should try to enjoy as much as possible, because in a few short years, it will all be finished. Eat, drink, and be merry. Beg, borrow, or steal. Somehow get food cooked in ghee. Charvak Muni was propounding this philosophy. So this is ignorance. When we come to light, then we understand, I am a spiritual personality. I am not of this world. I am of another domain. So Prabhupada is adding here that Vasudeva was certainly enlightened because he was not identifying with his body, which was afflicted with leprosy, open sores, oozing pus and poison all over his body, and worms were crawling all over these wounds and sucking his, eating and chewing on him. And when one worm would fall off, he would pick it up and put it back in the same location. Just like if you're eating some prasad and then some big wind blows you away, you want to come back to the same plate. Because you had a taste for that. Hey, wait a minute, I was just eating this kachori and then I come back and start eating. So he put the worm back exactly in the same place so he could finish his meal in proper sequence, whatever he was eating. So Prabhupada, he adds this word here that's not in Bengali. He said he was enlightened. So the indication is here that the sign of enlightenment is behavior. Behavior is one of the biggest indications of consciousness, because we act according to the way we think, and we think according to the way we realize what we realize about the reality of life. So this is a nice point Prabhupada is adding here, that he was enlightened. So he acted in a detached way. Enlightened means I realize and I know, or I believe that I'm not the body. And realizing means I act in that way. So it's one thing to say, I am not the body. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. I am Krishna's eternal servant. But it's another thing to act as a servant. Yes, I am Krishna's eternal servant, but mostly I'm enjoying. I understand that I'm Krishna's eternal servant, but mostly I'm eternally enjoying. I'm enjoying my body, I'm enjoying my friends, I'm enjoying this world and the pleasures and varieties of this world. But when we start acting as a servant for the enjoyment of Krishna and offering ourselves and everything about ourselves for his pleasure and his enjoyment, then we can truly say that we've realized this point of being not the body. Then we're enlightened. Because one who's standing in the light, he will see himself and he'll see God also. But when you're in the darkness, you can't even, if you're standing in a dark room, you can't even see yourself. And maybe other people standing in the room also. And it's a very pitch black room. Oh, I can't see anything. Who turned off the lights? I can't even see my own arm. Can't see my own hand. It's so dark. So this is ignorance. Tamasi mam jyotirgama. So when the lights come on, you say, oh, yeah, I'm here. You see yourself, then you look around. Oh, look, you're here too. So when we become enlightened, we see ourselves and God also. And then we realize that myself, my Atma, my soul is different. It's completely different, categorically and wholly different from this body. And my feelings are there, and my identity is there, and my reality is there. And so therefore I withdraw my ego from identifying with this body, and I don't feel this body. I don't relate to this body. I am the mover of this body, but my feelings become transcendental. So therefore these worms are eating his body, and he's not even feeling it. Because he has not put, if you place your ego into the body, then ego will bring with it identification and attachment. When you identify and attach, become identify with something and become attached to it, then so many feelings are generated due to that identity and that attachment. But when your ego is directed towards the soul, so many other types of feelings come. They're called alokik bhav, transcendental feelings. So when we direct our identity and our ego to the soul and to Krishna, then we become attached to that identity, to that ego, and to that person, Krishna, and our soul. And we have another feelings, spiritual feelings, called bhav. So that's why they say that when someone is self-realized or enlightened, he doesn't feel the pleasure and pains of his body. But he doesn't identify with it. Just like, as we mentioned before, when they give anesthesia, or they give some shot, you lose your connection between the body and the mind. Because that drug, it cuts the connection, the nerve connection. So that's a physical connection between a physical body and physical mind, which is short-circuited or cut by the introduction of a drug which deadens the nerves. So you can't feel. So that's, a drug has such an effect to change our consciousness or our perception. So what to speak of self-realization or yoga? When one chants transcendental mantras, it's all a matter of ego, where we place our ego, our sense of identity. So drugs can change our identity. Well, we don't even feel. I don't even feel the body. They're cutting it. They're cutting my leg off. I don't even feel it. Man is lying on the table, and they're cutting his leg off. He's just like, he's sleeping peacefully. And he wakes up, oh, no leg. So how is that he doesn't feel? Because he has some drugs are there. He hasn't been killed. He's alive. If you're alive, you can feel. But the ability to feel depends on a physical and mechanical arrangement of the nerves and muscles and all these things. So it's the same thing. A self-realized person, he withdraws his connection to the physical body, which is his consciousness, and he places his full consciousness on the spiritual body, on the body of Krishna. Then he doesn't feel the pleasure and pains of his own body. That's how it works. People say, "Well, how can he tolerate all that pain? He's not even feeling it because he's not identifying. His identity is completely connected somewhere else." Ratri tre shunila teno gosanira agam deki bare aile prabhat kumara bhavan. Then one night, Vasudev heard of Mahaprabhu's arrival. And in the morning, he came to see the Lord at the house of Korma. So in Korma Kshetra in South India, apparently, Lord Chaitanya stayed there a couple of days. And Vasudeva, the leper Brahman, heard that Lord Chaitanya was staying with Korma Brahman, so he came to visit. Prabhura gamana korma mukete shanina bumete padi lauduke murchita ahana. When the leper Vasudeva came to Korma's house to see Mahaprabhu, he was told that the Lord had already left. When the leper Brahman Vasudeva heard this, he fell to the ground unconscious. Aneka prakara vilap karite lagila seishanayasi prabhu tanraya lingila. When Vasudeva, the leper Brahman, was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him. So, Krishna knows our feelings. Because if, and sometimes a devotee doesn't know that Krishna knows his feelings. If Vasudeva, the leper Brahman, if he knew that Lord Chaitanya was knowing his feelings, then there was no need for him to lament. Because he would think, oh, Lord Chaitanya's left, but he knows that I really want to see him, so therefore he'll return to meet me. I don't have to lament. He'll reciprocate with my sincere feelings and desire to meet him. Murchitahana, he became unconscious. Aneka prakar vilap karita lagila. So this is the Lord's mercy, that when we become this desperate to actually see the Lord and meet the Lord. Because what we're hearing here in the story of Vasudeva, the leper Brahman from South India, is someone that was extremely eager to meet the Lord. He had not met the Lord ever before. He had never met Lord Chaitanya before. But he apparently had some purva rag, some intense attachment and prior love or attachment before actually meeting. Maybe he heard something about the glories and beauty of Lord Chaitanya. Because it's described in the beginning of the story, it says, Mahashaya. Vasudeva nama eka dvija Mahashaya. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. We say it like this. Thakur Narottam Mahashaya. Mahashaya means someone. Let's see what he says here. He says a great person. There's a deeper meaning, which we can't recall just now. Mahashaya is a very exalted term to have. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya means that one is very greatly distinguished for some particular quality. So Vasudeva the Brahman, he was distinguished for his quality of enlightenment. He was so enlightened that he would pick up the worms and say, look, come back, eat some more, chew on my wounds. You're not quite full yet. Don't leave me now. Eat some more. Chew me some more. So he was this type of person, very highly enlightened, and he's very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya. And when he came to Kurma's house and found that Lord Chaitanya had gone, then he was overwhelmed with lamentation, vilap. Like our Das Goswami, he wrote one book of poems, Vilap Kusumanjali. How he's feeling so much vilap or lamentation and separation from Radharani. One minute in his Siddhadeha as Rati Manjari, he's entering the Leela. It's called Leela Pravesh. He's rendering intimate service to Radharani. And he's having spurti, seeing Radharani in his mind and heart. And then, next minute, Radharani disappears. He loses that spurti. He loses that transcendental inner vision. Then he laments, oh, Swamini, where have you gone? Where have you gone? You were right there. I was right there. I was serving you. You were pleased with my service. And I was so happy to have that opportunity to serve you. And then he rolls in the ground and cries and cries and cries and laments. And then again, Radharani comes in a different leela or to accept some different service. And it goes on like this. So here, the same thing. Vasudeva, he went to Korma's house anticipating his first meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he got there, he received the bad news that Lord Chaitanya already left. So then he collapsed. He collapsed. Bhumite parila duke murchita hana. He fell on the ground, the bhumi. He says, oh, he's left. So when he first heard the news that he left, it devastated him. All his circuits became shorted out like Indian electricity when a spike comes through 300 volts and blows out your inverter and your converter, and your computer. Everything, poof, goes out at once. Big volt of electricity comes through. It happens sometimes. You have this inverter, you have a stabilizer, you have a converter, and everything blows. And then you start vilap. you faint. You go unconscious. Oh my God, my computer, toom. Then when you recover from your swoon, then you lament. Oh, why did I ever plug in my computer in India? Or whatever. So it's not really a very fair comparison, because Vasudeva Dutt is, of course, associated with the Lord. Excuse me, Vasudeva the Brahman. This is Vasudeva the Brahman, leper Brahman. But you see how desperate he was and how much involved he was with his mind and his heart and his feelings of anticipation to meet Lord Chaitanya. Then when he couldn't meet, he fell unconscious and then he was lamenting. Now Lord Chaitanya had left that morning and he could understand in his heart, oh, my devotee is suffering greatly. He's missing me very much. Because this is the nature of love, that if two people are in love, they can communicate over large distances without any communication, mechanism. No need for telephone or cell phone or email or snail mail or any kind of mail. They can communicate. In fact, it's even explained somewhere, I forget exactly where, maybe Garuda Puran, but if you're thinking of someone, and you think deeply enough of them, that thinking can bring that person to you. Of course, that's our whole idea of our bhajan. We're thinking of Gauranga, and we're thinking of Radha and Krishna. That's called smaran. We're thinking. Actually, specifically, it says if someone is thinking of a woman, then that woman will come. Because women, apparently, at least according to this one shastra we read, they have some type of very susceptible psyche. They're more, like we say, women have intuition. They have a certain kind of subtleness, at least this in general, that a man may not have. So therefore they can receive these thought waves of another person in their subconscious. They have a subconscious receiver, transmitter, and their mother, boyfriend, whoever. But their mother may be deeply thinking of, oh, where's my daughter? I haven't seen her for so long. She's gone away. I wish she could come home, this, that. And deeply thinking. So then these thoughts, they go through the ether, and they go into the receptor of this woman or daughter, whomever, daughter. And then she starts thinking, oh, I think I should go home. Then she comes, she shows up one day, and the mother says, I was just thinking of you. It's very common, actually. So, it says that women are, it mentions women, but of course, most all these shastras are written by men, so women usually reject all these statements. But at any rate, it's there. But the point we want to make is that this is one man thinking of another man. This is, or not exactly man, but this is one, this man, one man is a devotee, the other man is God. So Vasudeva the leper, he's intensely thinking, really intensely, so much absorbed in thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he fainted unconscious. Then when he finally regained his sense, came to his senses, then he started crying and lamenting. Oh, he was just here a few hours ago. There are bhajans like this by Padakartas, like Vasudeva Ghosh, Yadihi Gaurahito. He says that how fortunate we are that if Lord Chaitanya had not come to this world, then where would we be? And then they sing songs like, you know, I'm so unfortunate that Lord Chaitanya was just here a moment ago. 500 years is nothing in terms of eternal time. It's nothing. I'm so unfortunate. I just missed the Namhat, the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. So this is a type of vilap. These are prayers of vilap that are part of our Vaishnava bhajans. So Vasudev, the leper Brahman, he's also engaging in vilap. Oh, it was only a few hours. I got the news. I received the news that he was staying with Kurma Brahma. I came here, and then he just left. And then you feel, oh, you lament, oh, I'm so unfortunate. So this is being told here. But then the Lord is thinking, oh, my devotee, he's feeling like this for me. He has so much intense attachment to me, and he's hankering so much to see him. I must give my darshan. So in this case, it says that Lord Chaitanya had gone on to the next village. So next village means that he was somewhat separated by time and space from Vasudev. But he came back immediately and met Vasudev. So we can also say, well, Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna are separated from us by time and space. But if we hanker enough and we lament enough for their darshan or association, then immediately they can come before us and accept our love and our service. Or Lord Chaitanya can come and embrace us. Prabhupada used to say that when you chant Hare Krishna, actually I think other acharyas are saying also, I think Vishwanath said also, or Bhaktivinoda, that when we chant Shuddha Nam, then Krishna gets so excited. He gets so excited. It's like a child, if it's his birthday, and the morning of his birthday, he can't sleep that night. He says, oh, tomorrow's my birthday, and I know my brother got me some presents, and my mother and my grandfather came, and everyone's staying here, and tomorrow I'll get all these boxes of Christmas or whatever, birthday presents. So he can't sleep. And then he wakes up and he runs down, and they say, oh, here's your presents, and he starts opening them. So he feels very happy. He's in a very happy mood. He's practically dancing around his presents. Oh, my presents. And he's ripping off the ribbons, and his mother says, no, open it nicely, you know. Oh, be quiet. And he's just ripping the boxes open and wants to see them. So this is what happens with Krishna and Radharani. They become very happy. They become very happy when a devotee chants Shuddha Nam. They become very thrilled because this happens at the level of prema. Higher end of bhava and prema, because this is the characteristic of bhava and prema, basically prema, Sri Krishna Karshani, that this purity and beauty of heart actually attracts Radha and Krishna. And not only attracts them, but it elates them, it enervates and excites them. They become excited by seeing such love manifest in one of their parts and parcels. Just like Gopa Kumar, he had this love awakened for Krishna, and then Krishna became so excited, oh, Gopa Kumar, and ran, he didn't just, oh, Gopa Kumar's here, well, big deal, you know. Just sat down and just pressed another button on his TV, you know. No, Krishna jumped up, and he ran to embrace him. So similarly, Radhe Radhe, welcome. Similarly, when Radha and Krishna see that one comes to this level of advancement where he's chanting Shuddha Nam, they become very excited. And they actually come running, they run down to greet that devotee, and then they start dancing on his tongue. Because when someone is very excited, then they dance. Ulas. This is how they describe the word ulas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood the heart of Vasudev, the leper Brahmin. And even though he was some distance away, he said, oh, my devotee is so much intensely anxious to meet me, and he's so much lamenting and feeling my separation, I must go meet him. So then, Lord, you can just see, this is Sri Krishna Karshani. Vasudeva, the leper Brahman, he attracted Lord Chaitanya from some other village. He had already left Korma's house. He had gone to another village, and he's walking. Oh, I feel something in my heart. What do I feel in my heart? I feel the vilap of my bhakta. My Vasudev, my Brahman, that leper Brahman, he is lamenting in my absence. He's wailing and crying. He fell on the ground unconscious. Bhumite Padila. Says Bhumite Padila. He fell on the ground. Oh, I can't let my devotee lament like this. And so then Lord Chaitanya ran back to Vasudeva, the leper. And he's covered with all these sores and all these worms and oozing pus, and it's also stinking. As you know, pus is dead bodies. And you know the dead bodies smell. So pus is nothing but dead white blood cells, bunches of them. So it really stinks, really smells, very abominable. And Lord Chaitanya runs back, "Hey, Vasudeva," and he embraces him. And this is what we read here. Prabhu sparshe dukha sange kushta dure gela ananda sahita yanga sundara haila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched Vasudeva the leper, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudeva's body became very beautiful to his great happiness. Ananda sahite anga sundara hela. His whole body. Ananda saha. He became very blissful. You can imagine it if God comes and embraces us. Because everyone, we all disease. Prabhupada said that everyone's suffering from one disease called heart disease. Lack of love for Krishna. So here, Lord Chaitanya embraced him, removed all the leprosy, made his body beautiful, and made his heart, filled his heart with happiness. Prabhura kripa deki, tanra vismaya hoilaman, shloka pare payadori karayestavan. The Brahmin Vasudeva was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Mahaprabhu, and he began to recite a verse from Bhagavatam while touching the Lord's lotus feet. Karayastavan. Vismay means there was astonishment, visvayman, astonishment in his mind. Kvaham daridra papiyan kva krishna shriniketanah brahma bandur iti smaham bahubhyam parirambitah. This is 10th canto, 81st chapter, verse 16, spoken by Sudama Brahman when he met the Lord. So obviously, as the introduction to this story of Vasudeva the leper Brahman, what do we call it? Is Mahaprabhu liberates Vasudeva the leper Brahman. The initial verse, the opening verse of the story, says that Vasudeva was Mahashay. Mahashay means someone who is decorated with some extraordinary qualities. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. So in this case, Vasudeva's extraordinary quality was that he had pure bhakti, pure devotion for the Lord. And not only that, he was quite learned in Shastra. So as soon as he's embraced by Lord Chaitanya, and he falls at his feet, then he remembers a verse exactly in the same situation where Sudama is meeting Krishna. Now Vasudeva the leper is meeting Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, Sudama said, and Vasudeva said, Kvaham daridra papiyan. Kvaham, who am I? Papiyan, I'm a papi. I'm so sinful. I'm daridra, like we have this daridra Narayan. Who am I? A sinful, poor friend of a Brahmin, says Brahma Bandhu. He doesn't even consider that he's a Brahmin. And who is Krishna? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all appearances. Krishna Shriniketana. He's the abode of Shriniketan means that he is the abode of Shri, or the home of Shri. Krishna is the house of Shri Niketan. Sometimes Indians, they say Gupta Niketan. They have a plaque on the side of their house. Niketan means the house, the abode, the home. So certainly Krishna is the home, the abode of Radha. Radharani is always residing in Krishna's heart. In fact, he doesn't have a heart, he has Radha. We have a heart and a body or a soul, but Krishna only has Radha. When he went to Dwarka, he would lie in his bed at night, which Sanatana Goswami is telling us in Brihad Bhagavatamrita and numerous other acharyas are mentioning in different places, that he wouldn't at night he would dream of Vrindavan and his days as Gopa and running through the fields with the cows and meeting with the gopis. And not once in his 90s, I don't know, something like 100 years or so living in Dwarka, Krishna never once mentioned the name of any of his queens. He never once said Rukmini or Satyabhama or Mitravinda or Kalindi or whatever the other ones are, Satya, Lakshmana. But often, practically every night, Radha, 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 Radha. This name would come out. It was coming not from Krishna's mouth, but it was Krishna's heart speaking. Krishna's heart was speaking, Radha, Radha. Yes, Krishna's heart is Radha. So it says, this Vasudeva is glorifying Mahaprabhu saying, by citing this verse that Sudama spoke to Krishna in Dwarka, Kwa Krishna Shriniketana. O Krishna, Shriniketan, your heart, you are the abode of Shri, or Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada translates the word Shri to mean opulences, full and six opulences. So all these opulences are basically Shakti, power, Vidya, Vidya Shakti, or Bala Shakti, Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashashriya. So fame and wealth and power and beauty, these are all Shaktis, and Radharani is the source of all the Shaktis. So Shri, you can say, means opulences, or Shri can mean Srimati Radharani, who is the source of all the opulences, which means the source of all the Shaktis. Sarva Shakti Mai Srimati Radha. The Supreme, he's full in all opulences. Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. So he's feeling, as Sudama felt so low and fallen and lowly and insignificant, although he was Krishna's classmate in Ujjain, Sandipanimani's school, and their friendship was, although separated by distance, their hearts were always tied together by the bond of love. Although time and circumstance had separated them, now they again met in Dwarka, and their love for each other awakened again. But still, out of all humility, Sudama spoke this verse, Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva krishna shriniketana, brahma bandhuriti smaham, bahubhyam parirambita. The Brahmin Vasudev continued, Bahustuti kari kahi, shuna dayamai, jiveye guna nahi, tomate hai, more deki more gande palaya pamar, hina more sparshatumi swatantra ishvar. O my merciful Lord, such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entities. Such mercy can be found only in you. Upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily odor. He's had the experience. He's had leprosy for some time. Everybody comes by it and runs the other way. Even a sinful person who also may be suffering from some disease or some difficulty or problem. So usually they have a phrase in English, misery likes company. If you're miserable, you like to meet some other miserable person. The best place to do that is go to the pub. Go to the pub and everyone's sitting around trying to wash away their miseries with some high-powered beverages. And then they sit together. So he's saying that I'm in a miserable condition, and even sinful people are also miserable like me. But even they don't want to be with me. Even they run away from me. From me they say, oh, you smell, you foul odor is coming from your body. Even though you're miserable and I'm miserable, I don't want to be with you. So he's left all by himself. His misery is such that he has no company. They say misery likes company, but this miserable Brahmin has no company. But just see what company he attained. He attained the company of Lord Chaitanya. So that's good. We should have only that company and not the company of miserable materialists. May they stay far away from us. May they consider that we stink. Actually, in the West, people are like that. Materialistic people, they think devotees stink, and they run away from them. When you're coming down the street with the Harinam party, we must have seen, people run to the other side of the street because they think that you stink. Your sound stinks, your kartal stink. Your garb, your attire, It stinks. It's not to their liking. They don't like the way you're dressed. They don't like your haircut, or let's say your absence of hair. And they don't like the song you sing. And they just, I just don't like you. So, or they come by like this. They go like this or like this. These are different mudras to indicate their different mudras to indicate their non-acceptance of your offering of love. Because Sankirtan is nothing but an offering of love. But the swine, they don't appreciate the pearls we're offering. So they run across the street. It's amazing how much power devotees have. They just go, Hare Krishna, people go, the Red Sea parts. I mean, people run across the street, ah, the Hare Krishnas. They run away. So people are running away from Vasudev, the leper Brahman, because of his foul-smelling body. But what does Krishna think? I don't take any consideration of that. I'm looking at your heart. I'm weighing your heart. I'm measuring your heart. And your heart is heavy on my scale of appreciation. And because I appreciate such a pure heart that's laden with surrender and laden with dedication and laden with so much lamentation and intense eagerness to see me and meet me, that surely I'm duty-bound by the bonds of love itself to come back to you and embrace you and reciprocate with your offering of love to me. So this is Vasudev. He had never met Vasudev, the Brahman. He had never met Mahaprabhu. He simply heard, do you know that Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was staying in Korma Brahman's house in the next village? And it seems that he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vasudeva thought, really, I must go see him. I must. This is perfection of my eyes, the perfection of my life. And then when he couldn't meet him, then he was devastated. He fell unconscious, then he was lamenting. So Vasudeva is teaching us, are we at this point, have we, as our bhakti, as our devotion, risen to this point of desperation, where we're actually lamenting? Or are we eager to run to the next village or run to the next class or run to the next service to meet our Lord? Because our Lord can be met anywhere. Wherever pure devotees are chanting the holy name of the Lord, wherever pure devotees are speaking about the Lord, or wherever pure devotees are serving the Lord, if someone runs there, they can meet the Lord. They can meet Krishna. So Vasudeva heard that Lord Chaitanya was staying with Kurma. He said, oh, let me run there. And all these spiritual emotions and hankering and intense feelings to see the Lord and serve the Lord were swelling and welling in his heart. And so then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this person must receive my mercy. I don't consider anything material about this person. His physical situation, that he's rejected by all society. When someone gets leprosy, as you may know, Prabhupada describes, they are driven out of the village. And they're forced to live at the edge of the village because it's contaminating. It's a contagious disease. Leprosy can infect someone else. So then they drive them out of the village and they force them to live on the side of the river because all villages are built along riversides in the old days. So they live there and someone may come and drop food to them. And they just live there till you die. And then, so he's rejected. Vasudeva has been rejected. He's a leper Brahmin. Who wants it? It says even miserable fallen people, they get out of me, you stink, you know. What to speak of the rest of his family? Because they don't want, who wants to get the disease? But, so here's an abject reject. a complete reject. The society has rejected him. Everyone's rejected him. Even people that are miserable, I'll explain here, even sinful persons were rejecting him. He didn't have any association. Even sinful, fallen, wretched people rejected him. And the villagers, the law-abiding villagers, they rejected him also because of his disease. But he was lovingly embraced by Krishna. So see the vatsalya, the intense affection that Lord has for his devotees. This is one of the great characteristics of Krishna, especially in his avatar as Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna himself. His bhaktavatsalya, this intense affection for his devotees, disregarding and not considering any kind of external situation or condition, mental disease, physical disease, high, low, anything. It's very wonderful. So he says that, O merciful Lord, you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Svatantra Ishvara. Hina Mori Sparsha Tumi Svatantra Ishvara. So we are similar. We are something like this. We are something like Vasudev Dutt. We are also orphans. He's been rejected, so child who has no mother or father, he's called orphan. So we are orphans, but the independent Lord, he will keep an eye on us. He will adopt us. We will become adopted by Lord Chaitanya. So I think we are out of time. We'll finish this story.